Well, next, Birdwatch Ireland is asking people to help with their surveys to identify nesting swifts, which are now on Ireland's endangered list. They're carrying out these surveys in West Cavan, South Galway and Fingal in Dublin over the summer, and we've been speaking to Tara Adcock from Birdwatch Ireland, and she's been telling us more about the project and the bird itself.
The swift is this really kind of enigmatic species. It nests in our buildings, but you'd barely know it's there. It has this cigar-shaped body and sickle-shaped wings. It's brown with a white throat patch, but most of the time you're going to see it kind of pinned up against the sky in a look jet black. Its most characteristic feature is probably its scream, so it makes a screaming call. And for a lot of people, that's the sound of summer. Even if they don't realise that it's associated with swifts, for a lot of people, they'll hear that scream and associate with summer.
Yeah, it really is a sign of the summer. My own dad marks his calendar every year when the swift arrives. But why are you carrying this out now?
Yeah, so we've actually been carrying out these surveys since 2017. And the reason we're carrying them out is because the swift is unfortunately in critical decline. So between 1998 and 2023, over a 25-year period, we lost about 69% of our breeding population of swifts. So we need to kind of first off figure out where the swifts are, where they're nesting, and get a proper kind of baseline data on the breeding numbers.
Now, it sounds pretty dramatic when you're saying the swift is in critical decline. Is it on the endangered list? And if it is, why is that?
So the swift is red listed on the Birds of Conservation Concern in Ireland, which means that we lost 50% or more of its population within a certain time frame, in this case, across 25 years. The reasons for it are myriad, but the main driver, we reckon, is loss of nesting habitat and no new nesting habitat coming on the market for swifts. So swifts, very much like house sparrows, they nest in gaps in our masonry, in brickwork, or underneath roof tiles. But unlike house sparrows, they're actually a really, really tidy species, so they won't leave any mess behind or anything like that. What's happening is there's a lot more money in the country over the last number of decades, so people are taking advantage of this and getting their houses renovated and retrofitted. And that's great in a lot of ways. But unfortunately, what it means is that a lot of these kind of nest sites for swifts, they're getting covered up, and people are doing it like without realizing that they're kind of covering up nest sites in a lot of cases, because the holes that swifts nest in are really tiny. They're about 28 millimeters wide. So you'll see this little gap and you won't think anything of it, and you cover it over with plaster or whatever. So a lot of swift nest sites are getting lost, and the swift is an incredibly site-faithful species. So when they lose that nest site, they actually find it very difficult oftentimes to find another nest site. In addition to losing their nest sites, houses are now being built to a much higher standard than they were when I was a kid, for instance. So there's no housing coming on the market that's kind of going to crack very easily over time and leave these lovely little gaps for swifts to nest in. So they're kind of facing a double whammy. They're losing their existing nesting habitat. And in addition to that, there's no new nesting habitat coming on the market for them. So essentially, like us, they're facing a housing crisis.
There you go now, Tara Adcock from Birdwatch Ireland there. And if you want to get involved with that survey, then you can email swifts@birdwatch.ie.